I recall the former Taoiseach, or maybe the present Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, declaring the homeless and housing crisis a national emergency over 3 years ago. What I want to know is what has been done to address this emergency in the 3 years since. We are in the exact same, if not worse, position than we were then. We all know that high rents have disgracefully been a characteristic of Dublin private rentals for a long time. However, I find it extremely concerning to learn that other counties are also experiencing rent inflation with over 10% increases year on year. That's where Airbnb hasn't taken over all the properties anyway. And this is especially concerning when considering mica-affected families who are being forced into the rental market in the middle of this crisis while also paying mortgages on their homes because this government refuses to address their needs and award them the 100% redress they deserve. It is a truly shocking situation, and it is unfair stress to put on the people of Donegal who did absolutely nothing wrong. It is an unfair stress to put on their children as well, who shouldn't have to worry about their parents' financial situation or where they will live. Every child in this country deserves to experience the freedom of childhood without worry or stress, and the government is taking away this freedom and their childhood by forcing such stress on them so young. I would urge every TD, particularly every government TD, to get out and speak to the mica-affected children from Donegal when they make the trip all the way to Dublin to tell you about their experiences outside the gates of Leinster House at 11:30 tomorrow. If they are willing to take the day off school and make it the four-hour journey to stand outside the gates all day, the very stories of how they were forced to grow up too fast and understand that they shouldn't yet have to. See how this is affecting them and how every day the government delays the publication of the redress scheme and here and tell me how these families and these children don't deserve a safe and secure home. In looking for solutions to the rental crisis, you would think that the government would use every resource at their disposal. But as Dr. Rory Ahern wrote in the Irish Examiner yesterday, why is NAMA not being used as a source of affordable housing by the government? It is absolutely unbelievable to think that there is a wholly debt-free, state-owned agency with €1.2 billion in funding reserves and 577 hectares of residential development land that could accommodate 80,000 social and costal rental homes. Yet despite the spiralling cost of rents, despite the fact that we are facing what has been acknowledged as a national emergency, nothing has been done to utilise this. The Minister for Finance has the ability to direct NAMA to stop the sale of this land and to build social and costal rental homes. Why isn't he doing this? I would like to call on the government to release a map and the details of all the Lama lands that it holds, because it would be very interesting to look at that. I fully support the introduction of emergency measures to cut rents, the three-year ban on rent increases, the NCT-style certification for landlords, the tenancies of indefinite duration and the delivery of affordable student accommodation. But this motion doesn't go far enough to protect renters and deliver large-scale affordable housing needed. But even at that, you will still not do it, unfortunately. The reason that you won't do it is an ideological stance that this government takes. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens have this ideological stance that the market will provide, the market will look after it. Well, the market has been doing a great job so far of providing for the vulture funds and for the people who are profiting on the backs of people who are very unfortunate and very left behind. And they'll continue to be left behind, because as long as Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens are in government, that's the way it's going to be.